Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this, the feast of St. Peter the Apostle. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, united in prayer and in praise of our Heavenly Father. Today we give thanks to God for the life and witness of St. Peter. Peter was one of the first disciples called by Jesus and was constantly at his side throughout Jesus' public ministry. When he declared his faith in Jesus, Jesus appointed him as first among the disciples. And in the Acts of the Apostles, we see Peter adopting the role of leader among the apostles as the church began to grow and he became the first bishop of the church in Rome, where he was ultimately martyred for his faith. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who inspired your apostle Saint Peter to confess Jesus as Christ and Son of the living God, build up your church upon this rock, that in unity and peace it may proclaim one truth and follow one Lord, your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, "Rise up, go out into the valley, and there I will speak with you." So I rose and went out into the valley, and the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory that I had seen by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. The Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and he spoke with me and said to me, "Go, shut yourself inside the house. As for you, mortal, cords shall be placed on you, and you shall be bound with them, so that you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be speechless and unable to reprove them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.' Let those who will hear, hear, and let those who refuse to hear, refuse, for they are a rebellious house." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that abides forever. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, who cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord summons his people from this time on and forevermore. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that abides forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous may not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that abides forever. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that abides forever. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. At that time King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. After he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the festival of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. While Peter was kept in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for him. That very night, before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly," and the chains fell off his wrists. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. After they had passed the first and the second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went outside and walked along a lane, when suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter the Apostle. During our Lent group this year, we spent an evening discussing our thoughts of St. Peter, who is one of the major and most interesting characters in the Gospels. Peter, we felt, was a complex man. From the moment that Jesus called Peter to follow him, he was constantly at Jesus' side. He was present on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he, with James and John, witnessed the glory of God in Christ Jesus. He was present with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane as Jesus was arrested. Peter was impulsive. He often spoke without thinking. He was the first to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, as we read in today's Gospel. But at times, when his faith was tested, Peter faltered. 3 times following Jesus' arrest, Peter denied even knowing Jesus, an action he immediately bitterly regretted. It might seem surprising to us then that Jesus chose Peter to lead the church following his ascension, his return in glory, to take his seat at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Yet in the Gospel reading today, on the road to Caesarea Philippi, we see Jesus talking with his disciples. He's curious and he asks them, "Who do people say is the Son of Man?" Then he asks them directly, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter is the first to reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus commends Peter and then appoints him to lead the apostles, telling Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus goes further, telling Peter, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven," giving Peter the authority to forgive sins in his name, telling him, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." After the events of Pentecost, Peter is the first to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the crowds. He's recognized as first among the apostles, and he leads the efforts to share the good news and to build the infant church. He is, with Paul, one of the leading figures of the church throughout the Acts of the Apostles. He eventually becomes Bishop of Rome, the first pope. Peter was eventually martyred in Rome during the persecution of Christians under the Emperor Nero when he was crucified, head down. This man chosen by Jesus to lead his church is a man with whom we can easily identify. We can recognize and empathize with his shortcomings. In many ways, he is a man no different to us, impulsive at times, entirely undependable at other times. Yet we can draw great encouragement and inspiration from the strength of his faith and his ultimate courage in leading the apostles in their great mission to make the name of Jesus known throughout the world, to the point of following Jesus to death on the cross. In choosing Peter to lead the church, Jesus shows us that he can call anyone into his service. In our day, he has called us. And so whenever anyone asks us about our faith or asks us, "Who is Jesus?" let us answer without hesitation, as Peter answered on the road to Caesarea Philippi, "He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church follow the example of Peter in bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine and of Israel, Gaza and Iran, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Following the example of Peter, may we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, the fearful and the anxious, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Comfort and relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, happy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith, hope and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Sweet and blessed come.